This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts.
The Vero Man woman was found right along the canal bank, you know, right along over there.
Right here.
And then the other main skeleton was right across the canal.
Rhody Johnson spends a lot of time at the site of the old Vero Man archaeological dig in Vero Beach. He and his wife are both on the board of the old Vero Ice Age site. It's a volunteer job, but he says it's a part of his life almost like a full-time job. So when it comes to writing a book about the site's history and current excavation, he seems to be the perfect choice to write it. But he stresses this is not historical fiction.
No, no.
What would you call it?
Well, it's certainly not fiction. It's fact. I mean, this is based on fact. Now, I have fictionalized a couple of the early characters back in the early 1900s. Frank Ayers, for one, who was the one who found the first human bones. So I have him having a conversation, that sort of thing. But once you get past that, it gets into actual fact.
What do you lay out in the book?
Well, I went back and did all the research that goes back 100 years, back to Dr. Sellard's original reports. And over the years, there have been different archaeologists and scientists who have come to this site, and they've written reports. So I went through all of that and sort of weaved in a little bit the history of Vero, because when this all started in 1915, when the first findings were, Vero was 300 people. It was growing, but it was really small. So I weave in, and I like to do that in my books. You know, it's a Vero history in a way. I was raised in Vero, so I knew of the Vero Man. I knew there was somebody here. In 1955, my dad dug a lake out at Canal Acres off 12th Street, and out of it came all these bones. And he thought he'd found the beginning of the world, and of course sent them off to Gainesville, and they said, well, that's pretty common. Any place you got a wet spot in Florida, you're going to find these Ice Age mammal bones.
We really, really are interested in this kind of history. We want to know.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are. I mean, it's just by the number of people that are coming out here, and this isn't the easiest place to find, but they're showing up.
Was there enthusiasm about the find back when it was originally discovered?
Very famous in the beginning. It was like when the Dodgers were here. People said, well, this was where Adam and Eve were. That's who had been found, Adam and Eve. Vero Beach was the Garden of Eden. Mm. And I found this in all the newspaper clippings. And Pam Cooper at the library has great files, you know, on this. So that was a great help as well. And so I covered, half the book is the 100 years of history. And then the second part of the book is the development of the Old Vero Ice Age Site Committee. And covers the first three digs through last year. So you get into that.
Rhody Johnson's book is titled An Ice Age Mystery, Unearthing the Secrets of the Old Vero Site. He'll be at the Vero Beach Book Center tomorrow at 4 o'clock. You can also tour the archaeological site Thursday through Monday. It is recommended that you make reservations for the tours. We'll have a link to more information on the dig on our website, wqcs.org. If you'd like, you can volunteer to help with the excavation at that site as well. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.